Hi, I'm Deborah Lindad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Thursday, February 19th, 2015. We're getting some of that cold winter wind down here in Florida, but we're all surviving. We're bringing out our sweaters instead of our shorts, although I've seen some people still wearing shorts in this cold weather, but I like it. I like it cold. I grew up in Northern California, and we had some coldness in winters, and so I kind of miss it when we have warm, balmy Florida winters. But anyway, my guest today, we're going to be talking about natural pest controls, and my guest today is an owner of a natural pest control company here in Clearwater, Florida, and he helps people control their pests without using toxic chemicals, toxic pesticides. And we're going to be talking about how, if you have a pest problem, how you can have a professional come and use natural methods of pest control, non-toxic methods of pest control to control those pests, and how you can do some of these things at home yourself too. But I just wanted you all to be aware that you can call a professional to come help you in a toxic-free way with your pest control, that is available, and we'll find out about that today. My guest is Michael Piacenza. He is the owner, certified operator, and canine handler of Advantage Pest Control in Clearwater, Florida. Hi, Michael.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Marvelous, darling. I'm also enjoying a little bit of the cool weather.
Yes. It's probably easier for you to do your pest control when it's cooler rather than 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, tell us, how did you, I was looking at your bio, and you've been a ship captain and all kinds of other things. How did you get to being the owner of a non-toxic pest control service?
Well, I wish it was a more exciting story than it is, but I was actually just having dinner with a friend of mine who is the founder of this company back in 1989, Bernie Curry, and we were just talking, and he said, you know, I'm looking to retire in a few years. He goes, why don't you come on board with me and take over the company in a few years, and I said, man, I don't want to be around all those toxic chemicals. He says, well, take a look at it. So I did. I did a little research, and I found out that there were plenty of ways to do professional pest control and to do it without damaging the environment and the customers. So I took on the challenge, and that was about 8 years ago.
So do you find, I mean, you've been doing this for 8 years, so you must have customers who are interested in it. Do you find that it's easy to make the sale, or are people skeptical, or how popular is it?
Well, it's become very, very popular. Surprisingly enough, over the 8 years, it has changed considerably. Now, 8 years ago, I would show up and... you know, it might be that the lady of the house would say, you know, I want it to be safe, and the husband would call me off to the side and says, I know the wife wants it safe, but I want it deadly, you know. Bring out the stuff, you know. So I would put a little bit of some Parisium that smells terrible, smells toxic, but it's really quite safe, and use that, and he'd be happy. And now I show up, and, you know, there might be the man of the house, you know, bearded and tattooed, and looks like he just got off of a Harley, and he just, well, it better darn be safe for my dog. It's become the norm. Everybody is becoming aware of the fact that, you know, we have to live in this in the environment that we create.
That's right, and it needs to be safe so that we can be healthy. So there's so many things that we can talk about, and we're going to talk about a lot of things today, but let's start with the canine unit. So what do dogs have to do with pest control?
That's Buddy. Now, Buddy's a termite-sniffing dog. There's been a lot of research over the last decade or so on the best ways to detect subterranean termites. And they are the most destructive. They're the kind that make houses crack and roofs cave in. And trying to find them is problematic. They don't show themselves when they're inside the wall eating. They stay inside the wall until that wall gives way and cracks. Unlike drywood termites, the type that people tent for sometimes, they will make a little hole and kick pellets out. So it was, you know, a way of finding the termites before the damage is already done.
Mm-hmm.
Research at the university in Gainesville found that test study done with some beagles is that they could detect as little as 5 termites.
Wow.
Yeah. They had them go head-to-head with methane gas meters, and the dogs outperformed the professional meters. And the methane is basically looking for termite, the blunt parts. Termites give off more methane gas than any other creature on the planet Earth.
Wow. So how would somebody, what you do is you go in with the dog and they sniff and find if someone has termites or not. So why would somebody call you in the first place? What would be some evidence that would give them reason to call you?
Well, most of the calls we get are people that are buying a new home, and they just want to know ahead of time whether they have a problem before they buy it. There's an inspection that everybody calls a termite inspection. Its technical name is the wood destroying organism inspection, or report.
Mm-hmm.
For termites, carpenter ants, wood decay, that kind of stuff. And you've got to basically go up and crawl around in an attic and take a screwdriver and punch around on the baseboards looking for a hollow spot. And that's really how you're looking for the termites. If you can get underneath the house, you'll look for mud tunnels or something like that. But that's it. It's pretty primitive, other than using something like a methane meter. And not many people use that. We actually have a radar gun designed for detecting termites in the wall, and it can pick up on movement. But it's very